So on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the memories that we've made while being at Empire, and plus just like some things that y'all need to appreciate that y'all really don't see, but we have throughout the years.
And it's just, you need to really take advice from us because we know what we're talking about. You got to trust us.
Yeah, like we've been here, we've done our time, just, and I know everyone tells you to like, hey, go do this, go remember this, go make memories. Like, man, they're kind of right, but...
And you're wishing to grow up, and then when you get here, you're going to wish you could go back. So just kind of stay and listen. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm with Ashton. Just kind of like, don't hold back and like never grow up, but like linger on those moments that you're just like, man, this is some really good times.
And me and Ashton have been here since pre-K, and Chase came here in fourth grade, I think.
Yeah, so. Man. I moved here in fourth grade, and like I was terrified to talk to anyone. And then... I remember I was on the playground. I was like, man, I'm not playing. I don't know anyone here. And next thing I know, McCray comes out of nowhere. And he's like, yo, we're best friends now. And I was like, okay. And then it's just been a bunch of memories since then.
Yeah, me and McCray have been friends literally since pre-K, bro. Like, we used to... just kick it every day.
One time we got in like a fake fight.
Yeah, we got a fake fight in the gym.
It was like, what, in the second grade or something, the old gym. Nothing's changed in the old gym except for the new floor. But we was in there and all our friends, bro, me and Ash were like, you want to, at the water fountain, we were like, you want to get in a fake fight? And I don't know how I remember this, probably because it was so funny. But like, we were like fake crying and stuff. We were like push each other. Then the whole class would separate us.
Yeah, all the commotion.
I don't know who was the coach at the time, but
Coach Green.
It was Coach Green. Yeah, he was probably on his phone Green. Or something. And, but we was over there and we like run at each other full speed and then one of our friends would be like, no, quit. Y'all are my friends. And then we'd like fake punch each other and then everyone would start crying. And then once the teacher got involved, he was like, nah. This is fake. It's fake.
Man, I remember those, like all those memories on the playground, man. Like just the morning.
Soccer games.
Man, I remember we used to have tetherball out there. I don't know if we still have it out there right now. I haven't been out there in so long.
Yeah, I could never play tetherball. I was so short, bro. Everybody would just hit it over my head.
Oh, man. I remember this. There used to be... before the turf got out there, there used to be two tires underneath the tree. It was like a black one and a green one. And I don't know why. It was the biggest thing to be out there and to have that tire before anyone else.
And there
did.
Was a hole in the tree, too. Remember that?
Yeah, there was
like,
a
hole in the tree. But I just unlocked that memory.
Yeah. We used to
the
like.
The swings used to be out there and the dirt looked like a desert. And like, yeah. We had that basketball court.
Before the safe room was here?
Yeah, that was where the safe room is now.
Were you here before the safe room?
I got here as soon as the safe room was being built. I remember seeing the dirt work and like the concrete being laid.
Yeah, there used to. It looked like a desert out there from like you know where the new basketball court is.
Yeah,
literally like that used to all be dirt and up where the safe house is or whatever it is. It was all just dirt and there was like some rusted swings. Basketball court.
There was a basketball court over there.
Man, our new basketball or the new. I guess, new for us, since we never really got to play. We got to play on it, what, 1 year?
One or two years.
The basketball court that's out there. I remember, was it you that broke the net? Like, the second
week
it was in?
I don't even remember.
McCray used to go out there and ball.
Yeah, he used to. I remember, man, I used to be like, McCray, pick me for your team. He'd be like, no, man. And I was like, aw, hurt my feelings back then, but now it's all right.
And then moving up when we was like, I guess, middle school, sixth grade and stuff. Band.
Yeah, I don't sleep on band, bro. I was a percussionist. That was, like, honestly pretty fun my first year.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun, I guess. We just kind of got to learn instruments. And
I really don't know why I stopped playing. I really don't.
Well, we did football. We mainly focused on, like, sports.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Christmas play or pageant, whatever it is, that the band go into and they play everything. The little kids do, like, the...
Oh,
Two turtle doves and all that.
Yeah.
Those were... that was bad.
And,
I didn't know anything.
Bro, what when it was moving up. Seventh grade, bro, when we all played football.
Bro.
He was our running back.
I was Ashton Jones. Like -2 yards.
Ashton Jones was the starting running back. Seventh grade football. I was number 85 playing quarterback.
D1 prospect right there. Man.
We didn't win a game, by the way.
Not one.
Who were the coaches back then?
Coach Giles.
Yeah, Giles.
And
Goodnight.
Coach Pierce. No, it was Coach Pierce.
Yeah, Coach Goodnight was sixth grade.
Coach Hunt.
Man, I don't know. We've gone through so many coaches.
That's why I also appreciate the great coaching staff that we have here at Empire. Yeah. All these coaches care about you and love you.
They put in so much time and, like, I'm gonna, like, they've actually stayed here. Give them some props for that. Because what, Coach Hayes and Coach K have been here since sophomore year for us.
Yeah.
So 3 years.
And a real shout out to the real OG, Coach Armsworthy.
Yeah. Sir.
Being here the whole time,
this is
bro.
Day one.
He was like, some days he'd be our PE coach back in elementary, bro.
They could just do 6 inches.
Yeah. I was like, at workouts.
6 inches. 6 inches.
No. Bring back another memory. Mr. Malcolm and his workouts for punishments.
The jumping jacks, dude.
I remember one time, I don't know what Alex had did, but he had to go do push-ups, and all he had to do was just go until Mr. Malcolm told him to stop. And Mr. Malcolm had forgot about him. I was just sitting there straining. He'd been there for like 15 minutes, there dying.
Doing push-ups for 15 minutes.
Jesus. Was it Miss Payne? Was she our first teacher when we moved up to the big building?
Sixth grade, yeah. Did you have Miss Payne or did you have Miss Lozini?
I had Miss Lozini, but remember we switched.
We switched. Yeah,
we did switch.
Oh. It was back when we just switched classes, homerooms.
You remember when we got in trouble in that class for the test? I don't think you did. I know me and Ashton did.
I can't.
It was Miss Lozini. We were gone for something. We had to take the test, and somebody told us the answers, and we were like, okay. But what they didn't tell us was there are two different tests. And so,
I remember getting on to you for that.
Yes. Man, I thought I was so slick in sixth grade. I was like, man, people tell me the answer. So I wrote it on the desk and all that. And I'm like, I'm like, man, I'm going to pass this thing with flying colors. She hands it back. I made like a 24.
Like a 20.
And she's like, Chase, I need to talk with you outside. And I was like, man.
I remember that.
I was like, man. So don't cheat on tests. Actually study for it.
It's not that hard. They're not that hard.
For real, like...
As long as you do it, you're good.
For real, like, I honestly would say, like, no test is, like, super hard. Like, as long as you put in, like, 30 minutes of studying for it, you're good. Yeah.
Man, making me sad. Yeah. We're seniors.
No more math.
Seniors. Oh, yeah, study for Ms. Hill's test. Those are...
Yeah.
Five grades going in there, yeah. Please study for that.
And the geometry students, just write your vocab, get it over with.
Yeah, as soon as she puts it out there, just start doing them. It'll help you in the long run.
Don't wait till the end.
Yeah, don't wait till the end. And don't be faking them either. She can tell. I don't know how, but she can tell.
She reads that crap, bro. She knows them by heart.
Miss Hill knows.
Yep. She knows everything.
Man, that's crazy.
Let's see what else. They don't have junior play anymore, do we?
No, sorry guys.
Yeah.
Actually, not sorry.
Who ruined
us.
It? Who ruined
the, that was the seniors above us. Yeah.
So they were juniors.
2021.
Yeah, they're the graduating class of 2021, the graduates of last year. And
we're talking Daniel Alvarez, Jackson Cario, JC Porter, Jade. They did that for y'all, not us.
Yeah. So don't. And juniors, don't be blaming us, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that one time they had like the senior prank day and it was like that huge boat in the middle and had that huge
snapping turtle.
In the middle. Yes. Dude, I remember touching its back and it just like snapped its neck all the way around and had to bite like my.
But it was doing dangerous stuff too, weren't they?
They put two horse trailers in front of the parking lot. I couldn't drive in or anything. I had to park like way down there at the field house and I had to walk.
But didn't they put oil on those tires or they put something on the. Like something almost slipped.
Oh, Vaseline. Yeah, they put Vaseline on the tiles. And then that was on the lower hall, like the main hallway.
And then there was like cups of water.
Yeah,
everywhere.
There was cups of water with strings that tied to each locker. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah. Senior prank day coming up for us, though. You guys better watch out.
We ain't going to get to do nothing.
You're right.
We will.
I don't know. That's a Mr. Smith question. We got to talk to him.
We can't be letting out no secrets.
Yeah.
Because. Then you'll know it's us.
We tied. Can't say nothing about it.
Man. Bro.
Let's see. What else do we got to talk about here? So, we got to appreciate. That's the next thing we got to talk about.
Appreciation.
And we're not getting paid to say this either.
No. This is all freedom of speech. We're just saying stuff.
And we don't get paid, so.
I mean,
I don't know if we're allowed to say pay
maybe
us,
one
but
day.
Maybe donations would be accepted. But yeah. So appreciation kind of falls underneath, like, appreciate the things the teachers do for you. I mean, they go through, like, so many different students and all that. They don't have to like you. Like, it is not a requirement from them.
They do this for you.
Yeah. And appreciate the bad days. appreciate the bad days at school, because
man, some of my best memories have came from bad days at school.
But remember, and like, think about the bad days and pick out the good in those days, and that's what you'll remember. If that makes sense. Yeah. Y'all catch what I'm saying?
Think about a bad day, like a rainy day when you were in elementary. Think about it like a movie day. You get to sit in class,
watch
a movie.
I'd be so mad, though. We want to go to the playground.
I know. We just sit there and watch a movie, probably watch it 3 times in a month.
Bro. Monster House on Halloween.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, just...
Appreciate your teachers, because they don't have to like you. That's a choice they have. They help you out more than you know, like your grades and all that. Like they watch you in class. Like if you pay attention and all that, they might help you out, bump your grade up a little bit. And don't be scared to ask for extra credit. Some teachers don't do it, but some do, so it can help out.
And appreciate your classmates. And appreciate for you freshmen and sophomore and middle school, appreciate being an underclassman. Because those are like your, I don't want to say easiest years. They might be challenging in the room. Like in the classroom, but the memories you're going to make those years are going to be the best throughout high school.
I would kind of call that like your golden years. Like everything's not as difficult whenever you get up to like junior and senior, because you know you have like the ACT you have to worry about. You got to get into a good college. You got to start preparing for stuff like that. So freshman and sophomore years really just like chill, make your friends, figure out what you kind of want to like. Like if you want to sit there and like focus on sports, man. Sophomore and, or freshman and sophomore year, that's the year to start doing it.
Yeah.
And that's something I wish I would have known. Like, I wish I would have been, like, taking it serious back then instead of, like, junior year when I was like, oh, hey. Yeah. And it's kind of too late by then.
And those classes, if you're wanting to go to college, I'm not saying college for everybody, but on that transcript, it's going to show your freshman and sophomore years, too. You're taking that serious.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go to college, Votech is actually a really good thing. Like, go get a trade. That you make just as much money, and if not more, depending on your trade.
At the end of the day, man, you gotta do what you love.
Is that always?
You gotta do what you love, man. It's gotta be your love language.
Oh, always.
Just kind of like, I don't know, do something you want to do. Don't get pressured into your parents telling you what to do or something.
Just gotta take a good look in the mirror.
Realize who you are.
Bro, we sound old.
We do sound old.
Yeah. And that's about all we got today.
I think that wraps it up. Yeah.
If y'all like this, let us know.
I think it was a pretty solid first episode.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all don't like it, oh well, we're going to keep making them until you do like it. So. All right.
I think that's the Big Dogs on Campus signing out.
Big Dogs out.
Bye.
This is the Big Dogs on Campus podcast. I'm Ashton Jones here with Chase Couch and McCray Weber.
Big shout out to you, Coach K. Thanks for joining us today. We're really glad that you did. Maybe spike our views up a little bit because you're so famous around here. And thank you for impacting all the lives of the students that you have, even though you might not think that. But us at Empire, we really are glad that you joined this family.
And thank you to the Empire students and families for welcoming him and making him feel comfortable here. Thank you.
Yeah, and tune in for next week, because next week we're going to get the homecoming king and queen, and we're going to interview them about what their thoughts were before the game and after the game and just how they're feeling after they won that.
Prestigious honor.
Prestigious honor.
I think that's all we got this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for joining. Join in next week to get that exclusive with the king and queen. See y'all.